I remember celebrating a weekday mass in December of 2000 when it snowed every day and it was in the middle of a blizzard. And it was in a church that seated 1,000 people. And one person showed up for the mass and he sat in the last pew up in the corner. He's the only one in the whole place. So I went up to him and said, I'll celebrate this mass on the condition that you come down. And he did. So thank you for coming down up to the front as we celebrate this mass in the middle of a blizzard today. It's easy to paint the Christmas experience as a Currier and Ives scene. It's easy to look at this comforting image of the Holy Family in a nice, warm, well-lit stable with the shepherds and the three kings around and think how cozy, how intimate, how consoling. And that's certainly all true. But today's gospel reminds us that there's more to it than just consolation and peace. Because God breaks into Joseph's life in a way that makes him confused and afraid and wanting to run away. He discovers that Mary is pregnant. He obviously knows that he is not the father, and his response is just to walk away from the whole situation because it puzzles him, probably angers him, probably scares him. And it reminds us that God comes to us in unexpected ways, that indeed the whole Christ event, in a sense, is shocking and terrifying and upsetting of our plans. Because as much as every Old Testament prophet longed for God to reveal himself, not one of them dared to think that God would become a human being, that God himself would come down here in the form of one of us. It was beyond their imagination. No one would have thought that God would have entered the world through an unwed teenage mother and homeless. No one would have thought that God wouldn't have been born in a palace rather than a stable with manure and shepherds and dirty animals. No one would have expected God to go to the sinners, to go to the tax collectors, to go to those on the fringes of society, because in the understanding of the day, those people were being punished by God. No one would have expected God to get down on his hands and feet and wash the feet of his servants. No one would have expected the Lord to show up in the Eucharist or to die on a cross. All of that reminds us that God comes to us in ways that defy expectation, that throw us off balance, that sometimes upsets our plans, and sometimes even terrifies us or discourages us. It's in those moments that we need to remember the Christ event and the Christmas story. When the Lord comes to us in ways that are difficult, whether it's sickness or the death of someone close to us or unemployment or suffering of any kind, it's easy to want to run away like Joseph and say, this cannot be part of God's plan for me. God must be thinking something different. It's in those moments that we need to reassure ourselves that God is still in control of our lives, that anything that befalls us, even the bad things, if God doesn't will them, he at least allows them to unfold, and therefore they must be for a greater good. It takes a lot of faith to believe that. It takes the faith of a Joseph and a Mary to say, Lord, I don't understand any of this, and yet I have confidence in you. I trust in you. I believe in your plan for me, and I give myself to you once again. Without the faith of Mary and Joseph, God could not have entered into the world. Without them, we would not have Jesus Christ. And so Advent is really a time to reflect on the faith of the Blessed Virgin, the trust of Joseph, and how the two of them submitted themselves to the plan of God that defied all expectations, that upset their plans, that God broke into their life in a way that was unimaginable, and yet by it set the world right, brought about salvation, offered the possibility of forgiveness. And so we pray for the grace when our plans get upset, when things go not the way we expect, that rather than responding in anger or fear or rejection or wanting to run away, that we can come to the Lord and say, I believe in your love for me. I believe that your plan for my life and the life of the world is still unfolding, even though it doesn't seem to be. It's a struggle to do that. Even after 50 years of life and 25 years of priesthood, it's hard for me. When things don't go right, our first response is, forget it. I'm done. God must be wrong. I'm right. It's in those moments that we ask the Lord to give us the faith of Joseph and Mary. As Christmas draws near then, we thank the Lord for the absolute nearness of his Son. That in the person of Jesus, in this fragile little child born into a violent and poor and suffering world, God has completely identified himself with our human condition. For that we give thanks and praise this morning as we celebrate this unexpected event, this Eucharist, in which once again God will humble himself, becoming bread and wine to fill us with the fullness of his life. Who would have ever expected it? Who would have ever even imagined it? It shows the depths of God's love for us, that he is here on this snowy morning with us.